how hard she worked at the base's post exchange, basically the big box store of the base, to help put extra money in her pocket to send Sebastian to the private school near the base. He'd tested off the charts, and the local school didn't know what to do with them and had suggested the private school, one that cost more than his mother could afford.
"The best gift I can ever give you is the gift of an education,"
his mother always told him when she gave him only one birthday gift and one Christmas gift each year. It was all she could afford. She'd grown up poor in a rural part of California that wasn't even categorized as a town. She and Sebastian's father had started dating when they were 13 and got married the second they both turned 18. They'd both dropped out of their senior year of high school to get married, and with no job prospects, his father enlisted. Years later, Sebastian's mother had a better life for herself, but was determined to make an even better one for her only child. Sebastian pretended not to have seen his mother begging the principal of the small private school to allow her to make monthly payments instead of paying for each semester in full. He didn't want her to feel bad when she'd come out of the office with a triumphant smile on her face. She'd smiled and said that he was going to go to the best school around, and that someday her son would make a name for himself. They'd celebrated with ice cream that night. Sebastian also never said anything when he heard his mother slip from the house in the middle of the night to pick up extra shifts stocking shelves. After the day she cleaned his lip, Sebastian never told her of the bullying again. Instead, he blamed the broken nose on a fall from the swing. He blamed the black eye on the tether ball hitting him in the face. Instead, he focused on how his mother was the first to leap up from her seat and clap at all of his assemblies, how she was the only mother to cheer at his chess matches, how she always hugged him when he got home from school each day and kissed his forehead each night, and how she told him not to worry about his small size, because someday he'd grow into a strong man, but most importantly, into a smart man.
"You can be the biggest, baddest athlete of them all,"
his mother would tell him when he felt left out for not being athletic enough to play sports.
"But one injury and you're done. Your whole career is over. That's not true when you flex your biggest muscle, your brain."
Sebastian listened and studied during recess to avoid the bullies. He studied after school instead of playing sports. He studied when he sat at home alone most nights because his mom was working. And he wished that one day he might be smart enough to get a good enough job that he could help pay the bills so his mother wouldn't have to work so much. The sound of gunfire sent a shiver down Sebastian's body. He didn't cry. He didn't move with the next round of shots. Instead, he stared blankly at the flag-covered coffin that held his father. Birch stood rigidly next to him, as Birch's mother held Sebastian's mother while she cried, with each of the 21 shots. At 13, Sebastian was now the man of the house. Now it was his job to take care of his mother. The bruised ribs from Brandon's punch just 2 days ago reminded Sebastian of his place in life. He was 4 inches shorter and 30 pounds lighter than Brandon, but that couldn't be an excuse anymore. He was a man now, and men dealt with their problems.
"I'll never be weak again,"
Sebastian whispered as the last shot echoed across the military cemetery.
"What did you say?"
Birch whispered back. Sebastian turned to his friend, who stood a foot taller and was never bullied. No one messed with Birch Stratton.
"Can I work out with you?"
Birch shrugged.
"Sure, if you help me with calculus."
"Deal,"
Sebastian said, turning to look back at his father's coffin.
"I'll take care of Mom, Dad. I promise."
The feel of skin and bone smashing together had never felt better. Sebastian smiled with satisfaction as his fist broke Brandon's nose. The uppercut sent Brandon flying backward, his head snapping as he collided into his friend's.
"This dork has changed,"
Sebastian said, now towering over Brandon. Sebastian's mother was right when she'd said he would become a man one day. It had taken until he was 17, but he'd done it. He was now 6 feet tall, and while he was still on the skinny side, there was strength in him. He'd grow into his frame, but more importantly, he was still working out his mind. He'd just gotten a full scholarship to MIT that covered everything from meal plan to lab fees, allowing his mother to use the small savings she'd put aside for his college fund to buy a car that wouldn't break down every month. He was